Let us pray. Dear Lord Jesus, just come to you in prayer.
They were on a mission, but it appears it was not just a military one. United in prayer, a group of evangelical Christians inside Bagram, one of the biggest U.S. bases in Afghanistan.
Jesus Christ,
name we
pray.
Amen. I'd praise God for
determined to spread the word in a way that's bound to cause deep concern to their political masters.
For the ministry and the work that's going on over here, just being a part of it.
On the floor of the room, two sets of Bibles. The blue ones in Pashto, the green copies in Dari, the two main languages in this deeply conservative Islamic society. They had them specially printed and shipped to Afghanistan.
I also want to praise God because my church had collected some money to get Bibles for Afghanistan.
What these soldiers have been doing may well be in direct violation of the U.S. Constitution, their professional codes, and the regulations in place for all forces in Afghanistan. U.S. Central Command's General Order No. 1 is very clear. It gives a list of prohibited activities, one of them proselytizing of any religion, faith, or practice.
Do we know what it means, though, to proselytize?
There's no doubt these men knew the rules.
It's in General Order No. 1.
Number 1, man.
Right there.
You cannot proselytize, but you can give gifts. Okay, let's talk about it. What do you think?
Giving gifts, but is that just a way around what are clear rules? These pictures were filmed about a year ago by documentary maker Brian Hughes, who spent several days based at Bagram. A former military man himself, he couldn't believe what he was seeing.
None of these people were speaking the languages of the Afghan people. They weren't talking about learning how to speak Dari or Pashto by reading the Bible and using that as the tool for language lessons. I mean, it was the only reason they would have these documents there is to distribute them to Afghan people, and I knew that that was wrong, and I knew that filming it, documenting it, would be important.
Now we'll head down to the hospital for those who want to and go see some children who are healing.
As a chaplain, Captain Emmett Ferner often travels with the troops meeting ordinary Afghans. Here he's comforting the mother of a young boy who's recently been injured.
You let her know that we are very impressed with her strength, and that we pray for her.
Our pictures show a thriving evangelical community at Bagram. This Sunday service is packed.
All of you, if you name the name of Christ, are commissioned to be witnesses for him. You say, does that mean we all preachers?
The man giving the sermon, the chief of the chaplains in Afghanistan, Lieutenant Colonel Gary Hensley. He tells the congregation, all of them servicemen and women, that they need to go on a recruiting drive for the faith.
The special forces guys, they hunt men, basically. Mm-hmm. We do the same thing as Christians. We hunt people for Jesus. We do. We hunt them down. Get the hound of heaven after them. So we get them in the kingdom. Right? That's what we do. That's our business.
There's no doubt that the books filmed at Bagram were Bibles. Filmmaker Brian Hughes was given one copy. This is a New Testament in Pashto. Al Jazeera has given copies of the footage in this report to military officials. So far, no comment from the Pentagon. One estimate suggests 60% of all military chaplains would identify themselves as conservative evangelical Christians. The exact line where evangelism ends and proselytizing begins is the subject of intense debate. But the distribution of Bibles in a place as politically sensitive as Afghanistan will be seen by many as crossing that line.